Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Freeman's Podcast. Happy Independence Day. And as a note, this is our one-year anniversary of posting and launching our podcast. So exciting times. I cannot believe it's been a year, at all.
Yeah.
But you two have been a huge part of this podcast since the beginning, and I definitely wanted you guys to be on for this. So thank you.
Huge.
Yeah, it is pretty crazy because you and I started recording over a year ago, but then the first things went out a year ago, right? Yeah. So it's just pretty crazy to think about back, you know, over a year ago, just how life was very different then for all of us.
And so, yeah, fun note for both of you. You remember when we did the fatherhood one?
Yeah.
I had a note on my phone. I just saw it was 2 days ago.
Yep.
Last year that we did that together. So
that's crazy, dude.
I cannot, like, my mind is blown. I'm just blown away by God's goodness. Mm. I appreciate you guys lighting the fire under my rear end to pick a date
anytime.
And run with it.
Yes.
Yeah. So that was another thing that you guys run my life with. You run all this stuff too. So
we, we're the puppet masters.
Exactly.
We are the puppet masters of Joel's life. We are the deep state of the Freeman's podcast and Joel's life.
Yeah, I like
there
that.
There will be a revolt.
Yeah.
We should make t-shirts.
We need to come up. Wait, because Gabe is also involved in that. If we're like the AGC, the three-letter agency that runs Joel's life, Andrew Gabe Camden.
There should be a, if there's a fan club of this podcast, it should be called The Deep State.
The Deep State.
Yeah. Isn't that good?
All right. Drop a comment if that's what you want it to be called.
To be merch, The Deep State.
Yeah.
Deep State. I love that. Yeah.
I like it.
That's awesome.
So I wanted to start real quick with a quote, because what would this podcast be without a quote or two?
Nope.
From John Adams, since tomorrow for you guys is going to be Independence Day. He wrote a letter to his wife, Abigail, July 3rd, 1776. And this is how he ends the letter. But the day is past, the second day of July, 1776, which, fun fact, that was the day they actually voted for independence. The 4th was when they signed it.
Okay.
So the second day of July, 1776 will be the most memorable epoch. Thank you. Epoch. Oh gosh.
You got it.
Yeah. Cool.
Roll.
In the history of America, I am apt to believe that it will be celebrated by succeeding generations as the great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as the day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty. It ought to be solemnized with pomp and parade, with shows, games, sports, guns, bells, bonfires, and illuminations from one end of this continent to the other from this time forward forevermore.
Dang.
You will think me transported with enthusiasm, but I am not. I am well aware of the toil and blood and treasure that it will cost us to maintain this declaration and support and defend these states. Yet through all the gloom, I can see the rays of ravishing light and glory. I can see that the end is more than worth all the means, and that posterity will triumph in that day transaction, even although we should rue it, which I trust in God we shall not.
Dang.
July 3rd, 1776, John Adams.
Nice.
That's fun.
So, happy Independence Day. You guys got any thoughts about let me ask it this way. What are some of y'all's favorite memories from doing the podcast?
Oh, from doing the podcast?
The pod.
Yeah.
I can tell you what my least favorite memory in the podcast was. That's an easy one.
Oh, I think I know what that is. What was it?
Re-recording the first episode 4 times.
It was a lot. I remember y'all talking about how long it was going to take
you. It was like a test
train wreck
of endurance.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I like thinking about things, and I like ideas, and I like thinking about like deep stuff. But I hit a point, and particularly like if it's the same idea and over and over again, I get burned out, and then I'm ready to move on to something else.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And so I was like, when we had to do it the third time, I was like, I've never cared less about liberty in my life. I was ready to go on the podcast and be like, I don't want liberty.
That
actually
was the first
step,
right? Liberty.
First episode.
Next.
Yeah.
Was that the first episode that went up?
Yeah. So our two-part episodes on liberty were the first two, and then part one of
the gospel
went up on July 4th last year.
Nice. Yeah, I think getting to record in the coffee shop was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. I think the fatherhood episodes were really, really fun to record.
Yep.
I don't remember. I guess I could probably do the math. But yeah, like we've got our second here now. And so like,
yeah,
I probably should go back and refresh myself on the wisdom that we dropped.
Yeah, right.
And be like, I think do I believe any of that anymore?
We said that in the podcast, like we would listen to it.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. You
know, I should do that. My son, whom was about to be born way sooner than I thought when we were recording the episode, just turned one actually yesterday as we're recording this.
Mm-hmm.
And so I should go back and listen to that and see like how I feel a year in.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, do I still believe that? Or am I like, that's bull crap.
Right. Like, yeah. You know? Like, should we go through and just be like, edit the whole thing. Just trash it all.
Just take it down. Take it down right now. No, I remember sitting there in that one. It's just like, so this is the idealistic father. This is the growing father. And this is the no clue father. Well, not even father.
Dorm room.
Dorm room father. I forgot. Yeah. Thanks. But yeah, I just was like, I wonder how much of this we are going to sit here and go, what the heck was I thinking?
Yeah.
Other than really the stuff we were pulling from the book. Cause that, I mean, that guy actually had some experience.
Yeah. The book is really good.
John. Good dude.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think another thing that I remember is the Red Cup episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Super
oh, yes.
fun
yep.
to dream up and then to execute. Mm-hmm. Those are great.
Yep.
And by dream up, it was definitely by the seat of our pants. It was like, why don't we sit down, ask some questions and just see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think that's the whole like dynamic is pretty fun and unique because I think the Red Cup episodes were born out of the way that our friend group operates naturally that we just ask random questions. But then I also think that the Red Cup episodes had an effect on our friend group because I think we started asking more questions after doing those episodes. Like that threshold of like talking about anything, anytime, like really like exploded after that.
Yeah.
Like now we're always just like talking about random stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know, what is heresy and stuff like that?
Oh, yeah. That was a great conversation. It lasted like, what, 3 days?
Yeah.
I think it's probably still going in my brain.
It is.
Yeah.
For people that don't know, we have a GroupMe that is our book club, which is also basically most of the people.
It's the only people that I enjoy hanging out with. Unless it's you. I love all of you.
Hey, thank you for saying that. Always got to remember the audience, guys. Sheesh.
Exactly.
Okay.
But yeah.
So you gave us your worst.
Mm-hmm.
You gave us two good.
Yep.
I appreciate that yours is such a negative outlook on the podcast.
That's all I got.
Oh, man. Yeah.
No, I mean, I would say the Red Cup episodes were definitely a highlight, or I don't know. I think the moments, this is going to sound like a selfish moment, but like the moments where you let me nerd out on certain topics and like do
like
what?
I'm like, let you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were welcome to the whole time. Go ahead.
But like, you know, the ones like historically where I could
like the Roman Republic.
And like Greek democracy, those kind of things were highlights. Not just because I got to talk, but like because it has helped me. The podcast has helped me a lot as someone who wants to become an educator.
Yeah.
And like who's in graduate school, like learn how to articulate ideas well.
Nice.
And so like that was a good memory for me because then like doing those episodes, I felt a lot more confident than being able to articulate those like if I was in a classroom setting or with like other people.
Right.
So that was a big highlight for me.
Okay. Good. I'm glad to hear it.
I listened to a lot of them at the very beginning. I was listening a lot just like trying to get like, all right, like what is this like? And those history ones were really fun for me to listen to. I felt like I was like learning. Like I haven't learned in
a few years. Hey, look, my friends know things.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
No, dude, that's something I love is just getting each of you guys to come on with y'all's different perspectives, your different outlooks, but also your different backgrounds and expertise, and just to see how that fits so well into whatever topic or narrative we're going through it's been a huge blessing for me. Like I've learned from both of you guys and all the other guys who have been on that I'd love to one day do like a massive Red Cup episode with everybody who's been on. I don't know how we'd do that, but I'd love to do it. But yeah, I just really thank you. That's awesome. Phone down.
Yep.
But just to be able to do that with you guys has been awesome. But
what about you? Favorite memory?
Yeah.
Favorite memory? Okay, I think my favorite memory, we were doing a Red Cup episode and we were all nerding out because somebody asked the question, something like, if you could be any fictional person from any fictional anything, what would it be? And I came up with something from like Lord of the Rings, just off the top of my head. And
I forgot about that. I don't remember.
These guys, it was you and Gabe and you and me on one side and they were on the other side. And I was going on about it. And Gabe starts going, yeah, that's so cool. And he starts rattling off stuff about Lord of the Rings. And you look at him and like, actually, and said something about it. Gabe lost it. And when he did, the rest of us lost it. Like, I remember editing that. I laughed, like crying laughing when I was editing that episode. That's because awesome. It just was like we all had to back away from the cameras. We're all like holding our sides. We're laughing so hard. And I just thought it was awesome. Yeah.
That's awesome. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's actually really ironic too. Thinking about me making fun of Gabe being in Lord of the Rings nerd.
Oh,
now,
for sure. Oh, yeah. Now.
Respect where we're at in our life and the things that we do now in our free time, you know?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. We're going to get into that? The podcast doesn't mean to hear about that, but...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Oh, man, I have nerd such stuff. An opportunity at this moment because I don't participate. Anyways, cool. So I wanted to ask you guys, since tomorrow is, 4th of July, Independence Day. Okay. Independence. So...
Like the Carrie Underwood song. Or Martina, who sings that song?
What song?
The Independence Day song. It's called Independence Day. She blows up the house because she's in a very bad relationship.
She blows up the house.
Yeah, it's not about 4th of July. People play it on Independence Day.
Interesting.
Because the house goes up in flames like fireworks.
I know what you're talking about.
I don't think that's because
somebody was talking
Underwood.
About that the other day. It's not Carrie Underwood. I cannot.
You're
remember.
Right. She sings it on
she
American
sings
Idol.
She sings the Before He Cheats,
which is another great song.
Yeah.
I don't know, but I was going to ask you guys.
I don't know. I don't care. Move it on.
All right. So what's your go-to? What is your go-to, 4th of July, family's coming over. What's your go-to meal? What are you grilling up? What are you cooking? What are you bringing to the 4th of July party?
It has to be burgers, dogs, and Lay's barbecue chips.
Ooh,
that's a good combo.
Okay. There we go.
Yeah.
It has. And then I've added salt and vinegar chips, but that's literally just for me. Nobody else likes them.
Lay's does that?
No, Lay's does a very bad job.
Nice save.
Very bad job.
They do a very bad job with their salt and vinegar. Cape Cod.
Does the kettle cooked, yes.
The kettle cooked.
Yes.
Cape Cod salt and vinegar
salt
chips
and vinegar.
Are the best.
Prime time.
Yep.
So I buy the barbecue enough for everybody to eat, and then I eat the entire bag of salt and vinegar Cape Cod. Yeah.
See, my mouth hurts just thinking about that.
I can't even, I can't do the salt and vinegar. I can't.
Really?
Like, bro, I can do like, put some oil and vinegar on my sub or whatnot, but I cannot do the salt and vinegar chips.
I like Lay's salt and vinegar too.
Really?
I was surprised that you said that. I like Pringles salt and vinegar. Any salt and
vinegar
flavor
thing. Did you just say Pringles?
Are good.
Huh? Oh, Pringles.
Yeah. What
do you think I said?
Bugles?
Cheez-Its? Bugles?
No.
Triscuits?
I don't know why.
Wheat thins?
Stop. Funyuns.
Funyuns?
Funyuns came to mind.
Funyuns.
I know. I do too. That's why you said that. I was like, ugh.
Funyuns.
When I was in middle school, my go-to snack was Sour Patch Kids and Funyuns and Arizona Sweet Pea.
I can smell your
breath
right now.
Which is literally like decrepit. Like that's like awful to put in your body.
Yeah.
He's either going to die early because of that or his life is preserved for that.
Yeah,
I think so.
I'm going to live to be 99 because of that, and they're going to find like watermelon Sour Patch Kids in my lungs or something like that. Like, oh, that's how we live.
All right. So what are you doing?
Okay. So... the burgers and the dogs just is without question. Like that's American food. If you don't eat that, you are a communist.
Yeah. Are they thick or are they thin? Like the thin long ones or the like shorter thick ones?
Of burgers?
I was like sitting here like, what is he talking about too? Okay. I really was.
Yeah, see, not just me up on here.
I was like, I'm pretty sure he was going for the hot dogs. But okay, okay. So with that in mind.
You can do thin, kind of long is a stretch for burgers, but you can do thin like a smash burger.
A smash burger.
No one has ever described a hamburger as long.
That's a big long burger guy.
That's why Cam and I were sitting here like, what are you talking about?
I'm so surprised that he's backing you up, to be completely honest.
Thank you, Joel.
All the stuff you get.
I like the thin, long burgers, personally. Those are my favorites. Thin and long burgers.
All right.
No, I would say the thinner, longer dogs.
Okay.
I like, I can get down on like a foot long hot dog.
Okay.
Chili, cheese, mustard.
Here we go.
Maybe a little onions. Okay. Depends on if I'm feeling dangerous.
You're stacking that thing.
Stacking it. I don't like relish. Get relish away from my hot dogs. I love ketchup on hot dogs, but not with chili. Ketchup and chili doesn't go together.
The only thing I've ever put on a hot dog is ketchup.
Really?
No mustard?
No,
I can't do ketchup on hot dogs anymore. It's straight mustard and any like onions, maybe some relish every once
yellow
in a blue
mustard?
Moon. Yes. Yellow. I will do brown mustard.
I don't need brown mustard sometimes. I don't need brown. I don't need yellow.
Yellow mustard on hot dogs. I like other mustard on other things.
Really?
Okay.
Not
that's
get
fair.
To a mustard conversation, but.
Yeah. See the fave, baby.
Yeah. I also I think that basically every event, but it's particularly 4th of July, has to have mac and cheese.
Yes.
Really good mac and
cheese. Anything American has to have mac and
cheese.
Yes.
Mac and cheese is like an all-American amazing food. Right. Someone's probably fact-checked that and be like, you idiot, mac and cheese was invented by the Polish.
It feels
like
it's
that,
Italian because
you know?
There's noodles involved.
There's noodles.
The macaroni is an Italian.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
But yep.
Cheese
totally
also
took
invented
over.
By the Italians.
But the powdered cheese that I put on the Kraft mac.
No, bro.
America
no.
totally invented that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Kraft.
Dang skivvy.
Yeah.
America.
But if it's 4th of July, it better not be Kraft.
Why? What other kind of mac and cheese?
It needs to be homemade from your granny.
Yeah.
No.
Do you guys like mac and cheese with like the baked like
the Ritz crackers on top?
On top. Maybe it could be. Some people do Ritz. Some people do Cheez-Its.
No.
I'm a no to
crackers on top of my mac and cheese.
But like the baked mac and cheese that has like a crust.
I do like the
crust.
We like
the baked.
Okay. It's kind of like lasagna.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's just cheese.
But it's just cheese.
You did not just compare that, but that's okay.
Well, no, I mean, because you put it in the oven it's not mixed up in a bowl.
It's like making mac and cheese, and you're just like, oh my gosh.
this is the most Italian thing I've ever had.
Yeah. Yeah, I grew up where almost all we would eat was baked from scratch, like the way my mom would do it. So it's got to be that way for me.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
I love
let me show you. I'll make you some good Kraft mac.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I will eat mac.
Yeah, but like
Kraft.
You gotta like throw some. You can like spice it up.
Spice it up,
dude.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, okay. Extra milk.
See, yeah, that's how we would do it.
Two sticks of butter.
Oh. Hey, yeah. Now we talking.
I
call it fat mac.
Can I share one of my qualms with 4th of July?
Not yet.
Not 4th of July, but 4th of July cookouts. I can't share qualms.
I was going to tell what my favorite thing was.
Then what's your favorite thing? What you doing?
Nobody cares. What you getting? No,
why'd you have us on here if you're just going to talk?
Yeah, I thought this was about us talking.
What do you want to talk about, Joel? What you got?
Listen, you brought this upon yourself because this is like a no rules podcast. Like there's no outline. There's no structure. So yeah. we're unhinged, unleashed.
Yes, you are. And I'm beginning to rue the day.
Uh-huh.
I think you're not supposed to. John just told us not to rue.
Well, he said we probably wouldn't.
Okay.
But we might.
Okay.
Well, he was wrong. That's what you're saying. John Adams was wrong.
No,
ruining the day.
it remains to be seen, but we're not getting into that right now.
Yeah.
I'm full agreement. Hamburgers, hot dogs. I do like to get a little nicer. Like, I like doing brats for the hot dogs.
Too German.
I think they're super gray, and the gray food freaks me out.
Okay. Wow. Anyways, so I'm down with that. I love doing, you know, chili, coleslaw, and onion on the dog.
You know it's from the South because you said coleslaw.
Well, I don't even know what is in coleslaw. I know there's mayonnaise. I don't eat it.
No, I don't. I hate coleslaw too.
You guys, how are y'all from Georgia?
You said coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
So, got to do it that way. There's got to be watermelon at the 4th of July.
Ooh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Salt on your watermelon?
I haven't done that in a long time, but I've done it, and I would do it.
I dabble.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's like it's not like, for me, it's like, if it's not around, I'm just going to start eating. I'm not going to wait for the salt.
Interesting.
But, I'm always down for a hamburger. That is like the most American thing we can do. Mm-hmm. But I will say this, and this is something my dad started doing when he started smoking briskets for the 4th of July.
Okay. Mm.
Like, that is like hamburgers, hot dogs, smoked meat on that day. I'll do either one and feel as American as I can be.
Well, you might as well, because America, and also because, like, they always try to, like, you know, there's always that one person that tries to throw, like, a side salad, you know, they try to add something, and it's like, forget that. Just give me a hamburger, hot dog, and brisket.
Right.
Like, if you're going to put something else on my plate, make it mac and cheese or brisket.
You put the brisket in the mac and cheese, or you put it on the hamburger, it's just a game changer.
If there's anything at this 4th of July party that is green, it's not a 4th of July party anymore.
Mm.
It's red, white, and blue. Red, white, blue, and green.
Okay. Right. Okay. Except the rind of the watermelon.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm just like, I'm always seeing something green there.
You want it diced up, man. Don't give me a full slice.
We're all eating. We're all
not
eating
at a 4th of July party.
Oh yeah.
What,
dude? I will.
You haven't had it with children.
Children.
This is about babies.
This is something they did to us when we were kids. We would go hang out with some friends at a pool, and to keep the kids occupied for like hours, they would take a watermelon, cover it in baby oil, throw it in the pool and tell us to get it out.
Wow.
That's a child abuse.
Yeah, well.
They also threw it at the end of the 10-foot deep end.
A couple of us almost drowned.
Go get it.
It doesn't sink, though. Watermelons float.
Oh, because it's full of water.
Yeah. So, yeah, it was just one.
That's crazy.
How does that work?
We were all very tired when we finally got that thing out.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was a lot of fun, though.
That's crazy.
I think I agree. I don't think greens, I mean, there have been some things, some side dishes that go really good with smoked meats that I've had on 4th of July before, but other than that.
I feel like side dishes at a 4th of July party are like fruit.
Baked beans.
And chips.
Chips.
Baked beans are all right.
Mac and cheese, coleslaw.
Baked beans are acceptable.
You see, they're acceptable.
I don't want them on my plate, but someone else can have them if they want.
I like to pass by the bowl and smell them.
Yep.
You know, I'm like, those are here. Yeah.
Bush. It's America.
Yeah, thanks, Bush.
Thanks, Bush. Appreciate you. Bush.
I like the dog. You remember the commercials?
W. Bush.
With
Oh, yeah.
The dog that would talk? Yeah.
The talking golden retriever.
Who's always trying to sell the recipe?
Yep.
Yes.
That's so funny.
Man.
Okay, so you had a qualm with 4th of July celebrations, not 4th of July.
My qualm is I love 4th of July food, but it's always unnecessarily difficult to eat it.
Okay.
Because what you always end up with
plate
is it gives you a paper plate and it gets like soggy.
Yes.
Right? And then you've like, because you've put like a bunch of mac and cheese and all the stuff on it, right?
Yeah.
And then there's nowhere to eat it. Yeah. Like, it doesn't matter what.
Because we're all standing up.
Yeah, because you're all outside, and so you're always doing, like, the little, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know? And so, like, I'm, like, I can't properly enjoy just the food because you're trying to do, like, the socialization, and there's nowhere to sit. Or you're just sitting in, like, a lawn chair.
Right.
You know? And it's just kind of, like, uncomfortable.
Oh, dude.
And it's hot.
Trying to eat in those
hot
lawn chairs that are, like, fabric, they have the dip. Uh-huh. It's, like, impossible.
Those are hard. But so are those old white plastic ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like those are always like wobbly and you're afraid you're about to drop your drink of sweet tea or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So
that's my qualm.
I don't know what year you were born in.
97,
okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
So this might be a more me and Joel thing.
Yeah.
So they used to make these things that you could get at parties that you put your paper plate in. It was that plastic, like it had holes in it. You'd put the paper plate in that plastic thing. Everybody had to grab one. You know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about. I'm like picturing it. I'm remembering
it. Like, you're talking about, I think it's just slightly bigger than the
plate. It's just a little bit bigger than the
plate.
Is
it like a Tupperware thing?
It's not Tupperware.
Okay.
Yeah.
It looks like it could have been 3D printed.
Okay.
And
I think I know what you're talking about.
They're like little wicker basket looking things, and they're plastic. Mm-hmm. And you would always have them at 4th of July parties. I feel like they've like done away phased with them completely.
Yeah.
Because they're like, we have strong paper plates now.
No.
Just recycle them. And but they're not strong enough.
No, they're not strong enough.
Bring back the plastic plate holder.
You have to double plate.
Yeah. I do.
And double plating is just proof that one plate doesn't work.
Yeah.
Well, you know? I just think that these people who make the paper plates need to realize that they're making them for people who are celebrating America.
Yeah.
And these are Americans celebrating America
yeah.
with American food, and American food is heavy, and they're going to have a lot of it.
Right, yeah. And the Americans eating the food are usually pretty heavy.
They are.
Right. So, you know, it's yeah. just like, you got to know your clientele.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Come on, and it's called Dixie, for goodness sake.
I know.
Right?
You think they know better.
You think they know better.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is a good qualm, though. I agree. I full-heartedly agree.
It's like that at parties, too.
Can I bring something? This is, I think, we were talking about the idea of something being overrated.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that it's not good,
uh-huh.
but here's something that I think.
I'm a big fan of the word overrated.
Is this a hot take?
This could be a hot take. If you want to, like, put a bam, hot take, like, sign on the.
Bam!
Rocket Pops are bad.
Yes,
the red, white,
that is,
red, white,
that
and
is
blue
not
ones.
A that is not a hot take.
Yeah, no, those things
but,
are gross.
But
dude.
Here's the thing: why are all these energy drink companies trying to make a Rocket Pop flavored energy drink?
Because it's red, white, and blue,
and it's gross. They're gross.
Yeah, and like, they're just trying to play on people's like nostalgia because like you remember them being good as a kid.
You just remember something sweet and sticky, and cold.
It goes all like it, and they melt faster than
in Georgia. It will melt faster than you can eat it.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. It melts faster than those bombs do their work. Like, right. It is insane.
And I remember, but see, that's things I remember as a kid. We didn't have those a ton. We had the creamsicles more.
I love a creamsicle. My
creamsicles are good.
I like saying creamsicle. It's fun to say.
Yep.
It's fun to eat.
Uh-huh. It's what? Saying creamsicle. Yeah. They said sand creamsicle. I was like, what?
Yeah, it's one of my favorite words.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah. Creamsicle.
I mean, it just
aren't
like,
they made from the that orange cream drink from the Varsity? Isn't that where the idea came from?
I think they're made from
that
vanilla
could,
and
sounds
orange.
Sounds like it could be true.
Smushed together.
Yeah, I think the idea, because that's what basically what the orange
the
drink,
frosted orange?
Yeah, from the Varsity is the it's
what do you
like
have?
Vanilla orange.
Have you ever been to the Varsity?
No. We've had this conversation before.
How are
have
you?
We have.
On the pod?
Brother.
We can ridicule you here, though.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I haven't been in the Varsity because I didn't grow up in Georgia.
Oh, my gosh.
So.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you want from me?
All right. Wait. The Braves don't play in real Atlanta anymore.
Yeah.
So we can't take you to the Varsity before we go to a Braves game.
I mean, we can make it a long day.
That is a very long day.
I don't want to do that.
No.
No.
Yeah, we have to go to the Varsity in the daytime.
Yes.
Don't they yell at you?
Yes, it's the best part
of
it.
If you don't.
That's like, I'm so glad that I learned that before I went. Because like there were several times where like, I almost went to the Varsity like in Atlanta because I was like, it's right there. I've never been. Like I've heard good things. But if I went in, they started yelling at me. Like, what is going on?
Well, it's not mean yelling.
Right.
What, they're
they're like, hey, at the ballpark. Yeah. See, man.
What do you have? What do you have?
What do you have?
And if you don't know what you're saying, like my order, because I don't like anything on my hot dog other than ketchup, I get 2 naked dogs and fries and an FO.
Yep.
So. And then I put the ketchup on it myself.
I get usually 3 chili dogs, onion, and run.
And no FO.
I usually don't, honestly.
14 kids growing up. That's why you just got to have one.
That's true,
it's water.
Like,
yeah.
You always get the treat.
Yep.
One FO
you gotta get
for
the onion
whole
rings.
Family per year.
You got to get the onion rings, too.
Onion rings.
Those rings are great.
I don't usually get onion rings at a restaurant, but I will get them
at
the Varsity.
Can I go in there and be like, give me a one of everything, see? And then they'll just give me the whole menu.
The menu is much bigger than you would think.
Oh, really?
For just being hot dogs, hamburgers. It's like a pretty...
I wonder if it was one of those where it was like on one little thing. Like it's like there's like
it is
six
definitely
things,
like this.
And then
this,
you just
like,
say like,
it's
dog,
a long
burger,
board.
Yeah,
this.
It's a really long board across.
Because like 2 naked dogs is like a number 5.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know what number it is, but.
Like, and what's great about
thing.
Those hot dogs
interesting.
Is like when you buy them, they like snap. There's just this.
You can tell they're made in a factory.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's an experience.
Interesting.
It's an experience.
They have this. They have the fake one here in Dawsonville.
Don't go there.
It is.
Yeah. What's the?
It is. It's called a Varsity Junior or a Junior Varsity.
Okay.
It heavy on the junior. Like it's not legit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting. I've also thought about going to that one.
But you should go there if you want to try the food, but if you want the experience, you have to go to Atlanta or Athens. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Athens has one.
Athens one is legit. Yeah, it's great.
That's cool. You're just seeing that because it's right next to Georgia.
Yeah,
dogs.
Yeah. Adult male barking for all of you international listeners.
You don't what?
Adult male barking. Oh, yeah. Cam was.
The listeners instead of
the one. We got like a couple of Russian listeners or something. Is that right?
Yeah, we do actually.
Yeah, so the Russian Federation wouldn't understand that.
They probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
No, they wouldn't.
We also have some in Hong Kong and Austria and Portugal now. Lisbon. Oh, cool. Yeah.
Sweet.
Dude, every once in a while I see a new country pop up. I'm like,
what if they're just, what if it's just American listeners listening on a VPN?
I would be very, very
not surprised.
Well, not surprised. Yeah. If you said VPN, I was like, if they're like listening to it while they're traveling, I'm like, I'm honored. If you're gonna do that while you're out in Europe with all that history and you listen to us, go look at the history.
Well, like, I mean, some people use a VPN to like log into their Netflix so they can get different shows.
Right.
And it's like you just forget to log in. Yeah. back on the American network.
It's very possible. So if you're doing that.
Part of the appeal within VPN too is like you don't want the government to know where you are to track your device.
So why would you want your VPN to be Russia?
throw them off. Throw them off the scent.
Get them.
But knowing who your probably target audience is.
There's probably
It's probably VPNs.
There probably are some people that are definitely doing the VPNs.
Yeah. All the other the big conservative creators, like every 5 seconds are like pushing NordVPN
or
like
Express
down your throat or ExpressVPN.
That's very true.
I was a subscriber to Express for a minute because of one of the podcasts that I listened to. Yep. I was like, man, let me try that. And I was like, and then all the companies that I wanted to try to use it for, like, don't allow you to use it.
Yeah.
I'm like, what in the world?
Yeah.
So sold that. Didn't use that anymore.
For sure.
That's crazy.
So what is...
Sorry.
No, you're good.
Give me one of those.
Yeah, let's have some. Two? Actually.
Oh, yes, please.
Where are the gummy worms? Did y'all eat all those?
Worms.
Bro.
I got two.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I told you. I said before we started
I'll take
this,
some
I'm
of these now.
Gummy fiend.
No.
Dang. Okay.
Sour gummies, my jam.
What? My brain just went completely blank. Dadgummit.
We distracted you.
You did.
All
the candy in the varsity. Well, actually, no, this came up on the spot and then it left.
Yes.
It happens.
It happens sometimes.
Yeah.
One of my favorite things about our little friend group is we do drafts regularly. Like we just like choose an order. So Joel, this is going to be your...
Is this our first draft on the podcast?
I think a draft would be fun.
Nice.
Yeah,
I'm so down.
I am. I usually take a long time to think, so we're going to have to time ourselves here.
Yeah, we'll make sure you go fast.
Yeah.
I'm not the only one that takes a long time to think.
You
do too.
I think 30 seconds is way... I think this is
like
first thing, kind of the first thing that comes to
your head. No, I'm totally down for that.
All right.
Well,
so,
what's the topic before I agree the first thing that comes to my mind?
So we're coming to a like 4th of July campground party. You have to bring two items. Make it a little quick.
Yeah. Okay. So not a big draft.
So, what are you bringing?
Okay.
It does not have to be food. It can be food, but it can be games. So like think games, think fun things.
Yeah.
Like, what are you bringing?
All right. So you ask the question. Cam goes first.
Okay.
I go first.
Yep. Time's up, Andrew.
Okay. Since I can't think of anything, I'll go cornhole.
Okay.
Yes.
Nice. I have cornhole, so I could actually
bring it. You can actually
bring
that.
Yep.
Sweet.
Yep.
Roman candles.
That's fireworks, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Are those, what kind of fireworks are
those?
Those
are like the ones that are like in the tube that'll just...
Like you can light it and you hold it in your hand.
And you can, they'll like just shoot several of them.
Did you guys ever play...
Star Wars with those? No.
Star Wars or like, I guess my buddy played...
Or play shoot 'em at each other.
Yes, for sure. Get 'em. Watch his feet dance.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played that in the there was a parking lot behind our house when growing up, and we got shot at with fireworks. It was a good time.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
it's classic. We did not do that. What are you doing?
You Roman candles. Snake draft, you get two picks.
All right, so is that it? Did I say two things or three things?
You
two
said
things.
Two.
All right, so my last two things. So I'm pulling up with a football.
Okay.
And
great choice. America.
And salt and vinegar chips. Yeah. My bag, my personal bag of salt and vinegar chips.
Yeah, something for everyone, football. Something for me, salt and vinegar.
That's right.
So yeah. If we were doing three, I had a third one, but I'm going to do Super Soakers.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. That's, we used to do that all the time on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
All the kids in the church would get together. Massive Super Soaker war.
That is a blast.
Yeah. Mm. Leave drenched, shoes are ruined for like a week, but it was fun.
Yeah.
So, you know, you can put like food dye in those and you can. Like,
we didn't do that. I think my mom and all the moms in the church would have had a conniption if we had come covered in some. Yeah,
wouldn't that be fun?
Though? It would be. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how I want it. I'm going to. Yeah. That's why I'm going to train Pierce.
Let's do it.
Food dye. What color food dye?
Well, for America,
red, white, and blue.
Red, white, and blue.
Fair. How would he do white? Just regular water?
I guess so.
Because that'll wash like the regular water
or
the
white
wash streaks of the red and,
or white
and the
Mountain
green.
Dew.
Yeah.
Pour that
let's
there.
Cover kids in sticky sweet drinks when the yellow jackets are ripe for coming out.
I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Why not?
My niece got stung by a yellow jacket for the first time today.
Oh,
super sad.
That is sad.
Yeah. She's cute though.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah.
What's your last pick?
Last pick. I'm going to go sweet tea.
Okay. Mm. There we go.
I got to have sweet tea on 4th of July.
Got to have it.
Good sweet tea, too. If it's not good sweet tea, I don't want to be your friend.
So, okay, question. This is like people always, like, I host a lot of like small group stuff at my house.
Mm-hmm.
Every single week, people bring in Milo's. Where do you rank Milo's in the sweet tea game?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm trying to throw a few together. Arizona, Milo's. What's the blue one? Gold's Peak?
Yeah.
How did I just remember that?
So
that just like came into my head all of a sudden.
That was impressive.
Like, it's Gold's Peak. And I'm like, okay, brain. What else is it? Brisk?
Yeah.
Brisk is at the bottom.
Oh, because it comes in a can.
Yeah. Well, so does Arizona Sweet Tea.
Okay, but Arizona Sweet Tea is immaculate.
Do y'all remember?
Arizona Sweet Tea is one.
Is number one.
Yeah. Okay. I got one more to add.
Okay,
if you remember
one.
It.
Yep.
Y'all remember Mrs. Winters?
Dude, yes.
You remember that sweet tea?
I don't
in
remember
in the fried
that.
Chicken?
It's a restaurant. Okay.
It used to be.
They had, the only two things I ever remember they had was biscuits and sweet tea, and their biscuits.
Oh my gosh, biscuits. They were good. They were biscuits. They were not biscuits. They were biscuits.
Biscuits.
That's right.
You had to
draw it out. Biscuits.
Shoulders like molasses,
dude,
just flowing out of your mouth.
Oh Lord, we would that would be like Sunday afternoon after church. Dad would go to Mrs. Winters, get sweet tea
and
biscuits and fried chicken, and we go up to Amicola. Did that all
I
the
love
time
the
growing
South,
up.
Dude. Yeah. I love the South so much. Like,
man, I forgot until this moment. I forgot about Mrs. Winters.
Mrs. Winters. I've never had Mrs. Winters, so I can't put it on there. I'd probably say. Personally, Arizona's T's one.
Okay.
I'd probably say Gold's Peak, Milo's, and then like Brisk.
Okay.
Publix brand sweet tea is pretty darn good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can believe that. They just do good stuff.
Yeah. Way to go, Publix.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Arizona sweet tea is the best, though. I've talked about that like 7 times already on this podcast, which is crazy.
You
but
have.
Like, I just recently was like re-remembered my love for them because like they're so cheap. They're still a dollar.
Yeah.
They're still 99 cents.
It's the best non-carbonated beverage in a can.
Yep.
Agreed.
So
and
freaking
I don't,
big,
I can't,
too.
I can't even drink it, but the few times I get like to sip on it, I completely
Wait,
agree.
You can't drink sweet tea?
It's that caffeine, man.
No way.
Dude, it messes me bad.
Goodness. I don't ever thought about sweet tea having caffeine in it.
It doesn't.
It sure does.
As far as I'm concerned. Yeah, no, I had to. It does, definitely does, because I pounded two of them back to back on a
gallons?
Road trip recently. Two of the cans.
Oh,
yeah.
And, like, dude, I peed, I think, four times in, like, 2 hours. Like, it just ran straight through my body.
That's awesome.
And, like, I kept having to stop, and they're like, this is defeating the purpose of, like, you being awake and driving. Because
right.
We're stopping so
you're
many
like,
times.
You're worthless.
I'm fine, guys. I promise.
Like,
I'm
fine.
I'm
doing great.
Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
sweet tea.
Milo's is not that bad, honestly.
Yeah. I honestly think I've had it like once, so that's why I like can't rank it.
Always,
I'm only good with it if it's mixed with lemonade, which is like the Milo's lemonade is not bad either.
And it's sitting right there next to it.
You can't, So highly recommend getting it, but yep. don't neglect getting the lemonade.
Lemonade. Well, see, that's what yeah. I was going to say about the Arizona when they do the Honor Palmer.
I was just thinking of Arizona tea.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah. That
not
is
sponsored,
like,
but no. willing.
Yeah,
totally. That'd be
totally
a great
willing.
Sponsor.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You could move to Arizona and they would sponsor you.
Probably. I'd rather not move there, though.
Why not? Okay. Arizona's great.
It's hot. Dry. Yes, sure. It's desert. That's the one thing it is. It's desert. I like my trees. I like North Georgia.
There's this place though, Joel, that I think that you would love in Arizona. It's spelled Prescott.
Called Arizona.
It's a great place. No. But so it's spelled Prescott, but the people there say Prescott. I don't know.
I don't like that.
That's not a fan.
Lafayette here in Georgia is Lafayette.
Lafayette. It's not.
Lafayette.
He knows that now. He understood the reference.
Yeah.
So Prescott, Arizona is this little gold mining town.
Okay.
Oh, that's like us.
Very similar to Dahlonega.
Yeah.
But they have this place there, you would love it too, called the Founding Fathers. And it is
I'm there.
Market building that is like intentionally was designed to put like all things that like men can enjoy in it.
Dude.
So there's a barber shop, a coffee shop,
wow,
a brewery. I don't know if there's a distillery in it, but I know that there's those three. And then they also just have like all these like meeting areas and couches and things
range,
to hang out.
Throwing axe
they
range.
Do have a, they have, I think they have a gun range or a target practice like place.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's like, that's all it is. And like, you literally walk in and there's like murals of like George Washington on the wall. And it's just like, it's dope. I think I might have to.
Yeah, we're going to have to do
you
like.
You could record a podcast. A
traveling podcast.
They probably love
Let's
that.
Do it. Yeah. Man, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to fix something with your mic stand real quick because I am tired of seeing it.
What are you seeing?
It instead of your face.
Oh, that's so nice.
As he beats me with the mic.
As I beat him with the mic. If, for those of you who can't watch.
Listeners just probably heard.
That was funny, just so you know.
Yeah.
Just make sure that little symbol on the mic is, you're good there.
Yep.
There we go. Sweet.
It's right at me, man.
Sorry. It's like, all I'm seeing is this mic stand instead of you. So.
Yeah, you're like, this is fun talking to the mic stand.
Yeah. It's like, hi, Fred.
Yeah. Well, I want to ask you a question, Joel.
Okay.
Where do you see the podcast and the Freeman's podcast, which is the same thing as the podcast?
Yeah.
Where do you see it heading in the next year? Your year in, what does year two look like for the podcast, the Freeman's podcast?
Okay. Been doing a lot of praying and thinking about this because We've released a new episode every week this year, which I still can't believe we've done that.
It's so cool.
Fire.
Thank you so much for y'all. Seriously. I haven't decided on the regularity of it, but we're going to space it out a little bit this year just so we can be more intentional with what we're doing. And so that way we don't burn out.
Yeah. So you don't burn out.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It was becoming a lot there, but, just as like the three areas that we've been trying to focus on, and I want to kind of solidify the theme, get into a better rhythm is, you know, we're focusing on helping people grow in their godliness, their walk with Christ, focusing on helping men grow in manly character. You know, Stephen said it from the pulpit Sunday, what our culture, what the church, what the family needs more than anything is strong men who are following Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So we want to be about, you know, having this and having lots of fun because we need to cut loose and have fun. I sure as heck do. But also just giving people examples and giving them topics and things to be focused on in their walk. Culture and political engagement is the third part. That being said, I definitely enjoy this kind of thing, like where we just sit and we just are jawing it, to use an old phrase.
Don't know if I've ever heard that.
You've never heard jawing it?
Jawing it?
When I hear jaws, I think about a dog. Or a shark.
Yeah.
So, like, I think about the jaws on a shark. or
dog
on a dog, or that one shark that killed a lot of people in that movie.
Anyways, so we were just sitting here and just talking
on a shark,
which we'll see how it works. But I kind of want to take some of our topics that we usually are like very structured with and put it into more of a conversational. We're still going to have the very structured ones, but I'd like to transition to where we can have conversations about whatever topic.
Yeah.
Which is partly why I want to space them out a little bit, is so that people have a little time to prepare for those, so they have, you know, some good content to bring to the discussion.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Man.
That's kind of where we're headed for this coming year. Excited to see what God will do with it. Hoping it keeps being a blessing for people, because we've had a lot of friends, a lot of family just be like, yeah, this is great. And I'm sitting here like, I don't know what I'm doing. So praise God.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So cool.
What do you guys think? What are some pros and cons that you guys have experienced, besides, I know you've had a lot of cons and I'm sorry, but,
Not a lot of cons. Just one reoccurring con.
At the very beginning.
Yeah. It's been great.
You keep talking about how that was rough for you.
I know it was rough for you.
Imagine trying to edit that.
Yeah, I know.
Imagine editing it three times and going, nah, not going to work.
Yep.
Or that one time we did that, but the camera cut out. You remember that? You looked at me, he's like, Joel. It's like, it's okay, I'll put something on the screen, I'm not doing that again.
Yeah,
man. Yeah, no, I think it's been a lot of fun, a lot of fun to listen to, and a lot of fun to be a part of. So I think, like, the more relaxed and more fun that we can make it, the more better the deep staters will grow.
The deep state will spread.
Yeah. I think that's influence. A great name. For
it is a great name.
They should vote on that and something else. I don't know.
Drop a comment. Like, that could become our club's name, the deep staters.
There you go.
The deep state.
I mean.
I'm going to put up some different names to vote with. It will be a poll.
Yeah. No, don't vote on that. Vote on the deep state.
Yeah. 2-1 right now.
Yeah. There'll be merchandise too that says the deep state.
I got it. I see what we're doing with you two. I've got to go and do with, you know, these little sessions with the, like, two other people at a time who've been on the show.
Who else? Who?
Gabe and
it'd be
Justice.
Gabe, Justice. Justice. Okay. Those two would probably be.
I've
on.
Got deep state on them for sure. Lobbied them in.
James and Steven.
Too old. Don't matter.
My dad.
Same.
Just throwing shade at everybody.
He's coming after you for that.
Who? Which one?
My dad will come after. Steven will come after you for that too.
Yeah.
James would be like, "Who are you talking to?"
Yeah, I can't. James will beat me up no matter what. He'll just beat me up by looking at me. He's so gentle. Just wanted to go. James gets mad because he thinks people talk about him being so strong all the time. So I'm like, all right. Well, he's kind. He's loving.
It's
his fault. Awesome. We love him.
It's his fault. He's
a great mustache.
Yeah. Like, dude. I don't know what he wants from people. You know,
yeah.
He's just,
James, we love you. Just so you know.
Yeah. He's kind. He's, I don't know what other nice things about James. There you go.
I don't know what it would be on the rest of the poll, but so I have a feeling it's going to get stuck deep staters just because of you guys.
Deep staters is great. Great idea, Cam. Not a bad idea.
Not a bad idea.
What is this from?
Work.
I gotcha. I like it.
Yep.
Man. So it's like, this is 4th of July episode?
Yeah.
All right.
More
so,
or less, yeah.
America founded on 4th of July-ish.
Ish.
I'm going to say
that week.
This isn't my expertise on the podcast, right?
So that's what we need. We need an episode of history lesson from Andrew.
That sounds like a good time.
Yeah.
Where you and I sit here going, no, and have to correct him the whole time.
I just go, like, all right.
He's like, America, good.
So people drank the tea out of the lake. If you could move to any part of the United States except for the state that we are currently in.
Okay.
Arizona. Joel's moving to Arizona.
We've already
No, I'm not going to answer. This doesn't
Arizona.
Done. No. Anyways.
Where are you going and why?
You first.
Florida.
Which, what? I mean, tell everyone where you're going.
Amelia Island, Florida.
I'm
moving there tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually. Right. Yeah. Just anytime it becomes available. I will leave you all.
I tell you, I have a friend that lives on the island.
Yeah, you told me that before.
Yeah.
I need to become his friend. I need to become his friend so that way I have a permanent place to stay there.
Why there?
Because that's where my wife and I honeymooned.
Fun.
That's where we go on almost every one of our anniversary trips. We went there on our baby moon. Went there for my birthday last year. Yeah. It just kind of has everything we love.
Yeah.
Like good food, like cool places to hang out, tropical. Good coffee, the beach.
Yeah.
Lots of stuff to do outside. My wife loves that. Like small town still, downtown where you can walk. Like just kind of all these like good things that we enjoy.
Yeah.
And I think like most, not to get too opinionated, but like I think a lot of Florida probably sucks to live in.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
I think a lot
John
of the state is
does.
Probably terrible.
Yeah.
But like it's like Amelia Island is as far northeast in Florida as you can get.
It's
so it's
basically
like
Georgia.
Basically Georgia.
Yeah.
And so it's like I don't think the laws between Georgia and Florida are that different.
No tax.
No state income tax, yeah. baby.
There you go.
So man, I think that
Florida's
there's just a lot of pros to it. And the weather's
the Jags
hot.
Are there. Shut Let's up. Go.
That's the only thing I don't think I could deal with, Jags fans.
Yeah.
No, but there's only like 12 of them.
I'm helping you get
yeah.
acclimated.
So this is God's providence putting him in your life to get you ready for that.
Yep. Yeah. I hope so. But yeah, that'd be mine. What about you?
I have this weird fascination with Dallas, Texas.
Yeah.
I love
Texas.
Have you been?
Yeah.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure this wasn't like some fantasy.
So there's two places in the world that I love for odd reasons.
Okay.
I'll give you my two places. The first one is Dallas, Texas. Mm-hmm. I love it because when you're on the highway there and you miss your exit, there's a turnaround exit. Like you don't have to miss your turn for too long. Here in Georgia, you miss your turn, you might not see an opportunity to turn around.
Yep. See you in Tennessee.
Exactly. You're like, all right, I guess I'm not going where I was planning on going.
Yep.
But in Dallas,
it's already hitting him.
That's an Office reference.
I got you.
If you remember that episode where Andy's like, in Dallas, talking about the TV show.
Yes, yeah. When they're playing
the Dallas board game.
Dallas board game the yard sale.
Yeah.
Yep.
Great show.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, so like every exit also has an exit where you don't have to get off on the exit. Mm-hmm. You can literally just keep going and do a U-turn on the exit.
That's so smart.
It's a weird reason that I love Dallas.
Yeah.
But
traffic
I missed
is
a lot of
better.
Turns there. And I like Tampa. So Tampa Bay, Florida. The sidewalks there.
I forgot about this story.
Are like 8 feet wide. And I love it. You know,
that's awesome.
It's a city made for obese people.
Yeah.
And I'm
they knew I'm it was like it. Obese retirees are gonna live here. And so
let's
the
spread them out.
Big.
Yeah, there's gonna be a lot of wheelchairs. There's gonna be a lot of big folks walking around. So
we need lots of room for boats and fat people.
So I like Tampa. I think Tampa's a good time. Those are my two like weird reasons for wanting to move to places.
No, those are great.
Yeah,
dude, so. I'm a sucker for infrastructure.
Yeah,
give me some good infrastructure.
The question would be like, how are they paying for those sidewalks if they don't have any state income tax? You know,
They got tolls. Florida, don't now. You ain't getting me fired up.
Qualms.
As my brother would say, Guam's because he calls me Guam. I hate Disney World for one reason and one reason only. There's a toll. You can't throw a stone without hitting a toll on your way into Disney World. And they get you coming and going.
You miss your turn,
you go through the toll. You turn around, they're like, hello again. Like, they're like ready to toll you again.
You want
to
buy a toll? Would you like to be all of your life savings, huh? These tolls cost more than a lightsaber you're going to buy in there, huh?
That's so good.
That was excellent. Hearing him not knowing you had this hidden talent.
Man. Yeah. Oh. My brother does a great one too because he'll go on all these rants about his wife works at Disneyland.
Yeah.
But he'll go on all these rants about like, I'm going to take over the world.
Oh, man.
I do love that mouse, just saying.
You like the mouse?
You like Mickey Mouse?
The mouse, yes.
Why?
I like Mickey.
Why?
Because he's always been like the character, usually the underdog.
Uh-huh.
Always got the moral, upstanding character.
I think Pluto's the underdog.
That was bad.
Thanks.
Yeah.
But he's always going to find a way to win. He's like the epitome of
American. Do you also like
American.
Mario? If you play Mario Kart, what character do you pick?
Usually Luigi.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. Interesting. But you like Mario? Or are you like, what's his face?
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I'm not always like main character. Like that's my favorite. But yeah. Mickey, I like just
like Mickey.
The tradition and everything with Mickey.
That's fascinating.
Where are you moving?
This whole time, I have been sitting here like trying to find a place.
Perfect. Arizona.
No.
Prescott.
I don't.
Arizona.
Okay. So I have been to San Diego and it was pretty arid.
Sorry. Like,
it's okay. And I'm not really a fan of like the arid desert area. So that's why I wouldn't like somewhere like Arizona, I think.
Okay.
I honestly,
San Diego.
I've been thinking about what historical places I might want to live next to, but those states usually suck.
Philly,
San Diego. I've heard Philly sucks.
Dude, yeah. Pennsylvania is just not great. I've been up there.
Well, okay. There's nice parts of Pennsylvania.
There are. They're
like near
they're
Lancaster.
Beautiful.
Lancaster.
Yeah. Very
bread.
Beautiful areas.
A lot of bread, butter.
So much bread.
Yeah.
Biscuits.
Apple butter.
They've rejected technology, so they're driving around. They'll never get AI, which is probably a good time.
That is probably a good thing.
Okay, we are not getting into that.
I'm just saying.
Sure.
You are. And we're just not talking.
If AI takes over the world,
would you
I'm
stop?
Becoming Amish.
And we're moving to Lancaster.
Yeah.
So
the robots are taking over, Joel.
Dude, if the...
They're just going to stop at Lancaster border? Like, oh, we don't know what
there's
to do
nothing
here.
There for them to take. That's the... like.
Yeah, they would have no interest in
They'd be like, oh, there's no phones here for me to get onto? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And AI would be like, all right, peace.
Honestly, this
you
is
would
a,
really like
no,
the
this
new
is a
Mission Impossible
question.
Movie.
And I'd like to know someone who knows more about this opinion. Would AI even be able to know that the Amish are there?
I don't think so. Other than the fact
like eventually maybe they would if they take control of the drones and everything. But like...
no, there's,
well, they know the information
internet,
because the internet
you're
talks
also
about
thinking that this thing is maliciously true. Going around finding information on its own.
You're thinking it's not.
We're not talking about this anymore.
Anyway, so you're moving to Lancaster?
No.
No.
Arizona?
No.
San Diego?
I've been... no.
Florida.
There are a few places I haven't been that I'd like to go. Like, I want to go to Montana.
Okay.
Wyoming. There are places in Texas I'd like to go see. I've heard Texas is great.
Texas.
I do love Florida, like 30A Florida.
Okay.
But it gets too busy.
Gulf Coast.
Yes, I love the Gulf Coast.
The Gulf.
I do like... well, I can't do Georgia. You said no Georgia.
No Georgia.
Yeah,
and that's the thing. That's here. What I was gonna say is like, I've been to a lot of different states, especially on the eastern United States, and you know, being out west and stuff. There is nowhere like Georgia. It's its own unique, beautiful place, and I love it.
Become our own country.
Yeah, yeah. We could. I'd be happy about that.
Be sick.
Maybe.
Yeah,
secession.
But
yeah,
wow.
Yeah.
Gosh, I really don't know. I'm going to say Montana.
Montana.
Dang.
Montaña.
Montaña. You become
it means
like a
mountain in Spanish.
It does.
Yeah. Do you know that?
I did.
How much Spanish you take?
One semester.
Let's go. Nice.
In college.
Really?
Yep.
Montaña.
I had a great professor and I felt bad because I didn't do well with him.
No.
It wasn't his fault. Yeah. I am not gifted with other languages. Mm-hmm. I have friends that have picked up like two or three languages.
Yeah.
I am not one of those people.
Yeah. Not you don't have to give tongues.
I wasn't going to go that far.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah. So that's where you would go?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So let's like, where would you vacation in the United States? Like somewhere you haven't been yet.
Oh, well, so like go somewhere I haven't been.
Yeah.
How are you? I'd want to go there.
Hawaii. You sound like my grandfather.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Yeah. Hawaii. I'd want to go to those non-continental.
Yeah.
you know?
That's what I was thinking. Like Kauai Alaska or something. Hawaii. Like, I would want to see like the historical stuff for Pearl Harbor in Hawaii, but I definitely would just one of those other islands further out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be cool.
Yeah, I think that's would probably be my choice too. I feel like I've been to every state that like I feel like I need to go
to
honestly. Yeah, like I want to go back to other states. Like I've been in Texas a little bit. I'm going back to Texas. I'm going to Austin, which I really want to do.
Yeah.
But like there's places in California I want to see still.
Yeah.
There's places in Texas I still want to go back to. I want to see more of Tennessee.
Tennessee is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, parts honestly, all the states I have not been to, no offense to the people that live in them, there's none left on my list that I really care to go to.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to go just for the sake of going.
I was just
but
thinking.
But none I'd get super excited
somewhere
about.
That I hardly ever think about when I talk about the United States, I'd go to the U.S. Virgin Islands because that's part of the U.S.
Yeah.
True.
That'd be
cool down there in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah, our imperial assets.
Yeah, forgot about that. Thank you, Theodore Roosevelt.
Yeah, I know nothing about it. I'd like to learn about that. Can y'all do a podcast about
the
United States imperialism?
Yeah.
I
would need to do a little more research.
Imperial.
I know who got us into all that mess, but I just don't know the details.
Did you say it was Teddy?
I believe it was Teddy.
One of them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, they did this whole, like, cruise around the world where they were trying to, like,
oh, no.
God bless you.
Gracious.
Excuse me. Thank you. Trying to spread American dominance all over the world, but not become an empire.
Okay.
Yeah. It was totally imperialistic.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You know how long, like, how long were we trying to get on this pod?
Not too much longer, I suppose. You guys got anything else?
I have one more, like, America, like, favorite American question.
Let's go for it.
That I was just thinking about. I asked you before the podcast, but one thing that I feel like people overlook in the United States is our like zoology that we have.
Dude.
I feel like we have some pretty cool animals here.
Yes, we do. Very unique to the rest of the world.
Yeah, like everybody's all obsessed with Africa's animals because they're ginormous. But like,
I love
moose
animals.
Are huge.
Yes, they are.
And we have them.
And they're terrifying.
Yeah. And wolves are also ginormous and
yes, they
very
are.
Scary.
What's ginormous?
Wolves.
How about a
can
wolf?
Can we get it one more time?
Wolves.
There we go. He said it. The timber wolf
am
is
I dumb?
Massive.
It's more, wolves, right?
It's more
wolves?
Fun to say wolves.
Wolves. It's a couple of wolves.
Yeah, like raccoons and wolves. Like
raccoons. Did you just say, sit again?
Raccoons.
It's a raccoon.
It is not.
It's not a rat-coon.
I didn't say rat-coon.
You sound like you sound rat-coon.
I said a raccoon.
That sounds wrong to say.
Rat.
It's a raccoon.
Raccoon.
It's a raccoon.
Raccoon. It rolls off your tongue. Everybody just try it. Just give it.
Raccoon.
Raccoon. It's more fun to say.
I refuse.
So we've got, like, I think America has some cool animals.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite, like, native to America animal?
Well, you almost said Native American animals.
I
you
did.
Native
like
to America.
America
animals.
There we go. Well done. Good catch.
Just the bison.
Yeah.
So, I know you asked for my favorite.
Yeah.
But I got.
But I want to answer.
You're
going to
give us the big three of America.
I got three that are like my favorite.
Okay.
The bald eagle.
Have you ever seen one?
Yes, I have.
I don't think we have
multiple times.
Actually.
No, they all
times.
Live at Dollywood.
They are actually, they're pretty amazing, and they do get pretty big. They're pretty cool.
Yeah.
The American bison.
Bison.
Which
I almost tried to name my son Bison.
Bison burgers.
Bison.
Yeah, Amanda would not let me.
No,
yeah.
Good. Good
job,
Amanda. I'm glad, yeah.
I don't like that y'all are on her side on that one.
Because bison isn't a human name.
Yeah.
Have you got a dog named Bison?
But they would have to be a boy dog. Yeah. And I don't buy boy dogs.
That's fair.
That's fair. Yeah.
But like I could totally see if you had a boy version of Irie and its name was Bison, that would make total sense.
It would totally make sense.
Yeah. Especially as, totally.
She was large.
Mm-hmm. So
big dog.
The third one is the American River Otter.
Oh, I love otters.
They are amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are so they smart. The tiny ones or the big ones?
tiny ones.
Okay.
Yeah, because like the sea otters, they're a lot more poofy just because they have thicker fur, but the river otters are like super.
Well, they're
lean.
Way bigger. Like the sea otters are like big chunky things. The river otters are like this big.
Those are the ones that
I've actually
like
seen
whole rocks.
Those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are
yes.
so cute.
I've yeah. seen I've seen river otters in person, like in the wild mm-hmm. here in Georgia.
They get bigger.
What I mean, are the ones that like pop out on 60? Like
those are groundhogs.
Groundhogs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like those.
Yeah. Love groundhogs.
Do they have those around the world?
I don't know. I don't think so. That might be in England. I don't know.
It feels super American, especially yeah. like because they're just like hanging out.
I think they have like some version of them around the globe because yeah. like ground squirrels and marmots are all in like that same
words. I don't
capybara
know.
Is that the same? They look kind of similar to capybara.
They kind of look like they're related to capybara.
I like I just know. Watched something on Instagram about Australian animals and mm-hmm. then I saw what'd you call it?
Capybara.
I saw a groundhog on the side of the road. I was like, is that a capybara?
What the heck? Cheryl.
There's a baby capybara out there.
So, Cam, what are your three or at least one?
My favorite one that I said to Andrew was turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because my, like, I love to think about, like, because turkeys didn't, you know, they don't exist anywhere else in the yep. globe. And, like, I think about the Columbian Exchange a lot.
Yep.
And so like when Columbus came and discovered the New World, and then people started coming here again, like no one knew what a turkey was
right
before they came to North America,
yeah.
which is crazy, except for people that lived here, obviously.
Of course.
But
yeah.
like Europeans didn't know what a turkey was.
Yep.
And then you imagine one day you're just walking in the woods
yeah.
and you're just like, what the heck is that? Like, you're just
got
like,
weird.
What is that thing hanging off of its face? You know? And then when you heard it for the first time, and it's like,
dude,
you just like, shoot it, you know? So that.
Like they
image
probably were like, that's a dinosaur.
Yeah.
You know what you is know? Amazing? Yeah.
Like, that's where the idea came from. They when they first saw it, like dinosaur.
Dinosaur.
I knew it.
So two things on that real quick. Like when they did Europeans did start settling here and they like just experienced the weather here in North America, like yeah. the thunderstorms. Like England didn't have that kind of doesn't have that kind of weather, like the powerful thunderstorms we've been living through the last couple weeks.
Yeah.
And so it just terrified them to no end. But the other thing, did you know that the turkey was almost the American bird?
I did
so
know that.
The
yeah.
bald eagle.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benny Franks, yeah.
Yep, he wanted it because eagles tend to be more scavenging versus the turkey that is very, in his opinion, noble and looked out for its yeah. the other birds in its group. And
it just doesn't look as cool.
It doesn't. There's actually, there's a church in New York City. I forget. It's
there's
it's
just one left.
Trinity, yeah. It's Trinity something, but it's where when Washington was inaugurated, they went down there and spent the day praying and dedicating the country to the Lord.
Yeah.
In that church, you can go there today. There is a flag with the turkey on it. It's
man.
Benjamin Franklin's flag. And
turkey.
You look at it and you're like, glad
doesn't
we didn't
work.
Go there.
That's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
I'd like to know the history, more of the history of the decision. Because the eagle also has like some connections to Roman imagery.
Yeah.
Sure.
Like the Roman standards had
right.
eagles on the top of them. And
the
like,
Native
I
Americans also
if
revered
that, there
the
was
eagle.
A choice.
Right.
So maybe there's something to that.
Yeah.
Like
there,
maybe there's some like trying to like, hey, like let's.
They're honestly in that time like, when those decisions right. were being made, like there was a lot better relations
yeah.
with the natives. Mm-hmm. Like there was a lot more, hey, let's help them assimilate and help them learn. Of a lot of them, let's get preachers to them to share the gospel.
Yeah.
Let's you know. Let's help
them. We had
them.
To kick them out of the society. Yet.
No, it was
yeah.
it wasn't
no.
that wasn't until like Andrew Jackson. They yeah. literally were like they are their own nations.
Right.
Like we respect yeah. their boundary. We respect them. Let's not
yeah.
cause trouble. So anyways, I was just saying like there very well may have been some of that like, hey, this is America. Eagle is very prominent here.
Yeah.
And it's a strong looking bird. So let's go with it.
It's yeah. huge.
Yeah.
Huge bird.
Yeah.
It makes a cool noise.
Yeah.
Makes for
fly.
Great cartoons from the World War II era.
I like their screech, except the screech that you hear is actually not mm-hmm. an American eagle. Like, it's not the bald eagle.
It's probably more like scratchy.
It's like, I forgot what it actually is. Like, it actually makes like a little pee-pee noise. At Dollywood, at the demonstration about American eagles.
I know what you mean.
They tell you, that screech that you think is an eagle, is not.
Not an eagle.
We have a lot of hawks that make the screech out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
So what's yours? Yeah.
Are jaguars from, are you sure?
North Positive. America?
Florida? Do they not live in Florida?
No,
so,
they do not.
What's the big cat that lives in Florida?
It is a panther.
Yes.
It's of the panther family, but it's...
But they're the same.
We learned that. They're not.
They're dark spots.
Do leopards not live here?
No. Jaguars and panthers...
No, there's no spotted cat that lives in North America.
You know they found rhinos in California? Have y'all seen that video?
Like, no.
Not bones, like living rhinos. No. Like they got it out of the zoo and they like made a little colony, but nobody found it until
that's
a few
amazing.
Weeks ago.
That's amazing.
And then, wasn't there one that just went extinct, like a brand, like the white horn elephant or black horn elephant, just or whatever
rhino?
The heck it is, rhino, just went extinct in Africa.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I know that the white rhinos, they've been doing a lot of work to bring them back. San Diego's got a ton of them because
Disney has some in Orlando.
Dude. So, fun fact about rhinos. Do you know what a group of rhinos is called?
I was about to say just a group of rhinos.
Well, it's like, you know, you have a flock of birds, you have a flock of sheep. Rhinos, it's a crash of rhinos.
Crash.
I love that. I love that so much.
That's fun.
That is fun. Somebody was having a good time that day at work. And they were like, just like, we should call it a crash.
Like a crash and murder of crows.
A murder of crows and then a flamboyant
same guy
of flamingos.
Those. Yeah,
a what flamboyant?
A flamboyant? A flamboyant of flamingos.
Man,
the same guy
was.
Named all three of those. Like, he was like either really pissed off and then he was just like, you know what? And just wrote all of those to be a joke, you know?
Pride of lions.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
Okay, so... One last question.
Okay.
We'll call it since
wrap it up.
Tomorrow it is Independence Day for anyone listening or when everybody listens, Independence Day was around the time that this released.
Yeah, and that disclaimer, like if something terrible has happened in the last, you know, few weeks, we didn't know about it right now.
Yep.
And
we're
sorry for
very
not addressing
possible,
it.
Well,
given the current state of the world.
God willing, nothing like that will happen.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to say, like, in all sincerity, like, what is something about America that you are super grateful for?
Sincerity.
Sincerity.
Gosh. Can you go first?
Well, I'm proud to be an American.
Sing it, brother.
Where at least I know I'm free. I love that song.
Yeah, me too. It was actually a good rendition of that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
This is great radio.
Yeah.
Great radio.
I don't want to go first on my own question, guys.
You go first on your own question.
No, I'm giving
you permission.
No. I'll go.
No,
I got it.
One.
I asked. Yeah, let's go.
I mean, I think I've said this before in some of our casual conversations that I think one of the markers of how you judge whether a nation is good or great from a Christian worldview is. One way I've articulated it better in the past, but how little do they prohibit the sharing of the gospel and godly living? So oftentimes it's not always about how much do they like force people to live a Christian lifestyle, right? That because that can actually be
quite destructive, right? I'm very against that.
But do they allow people to have the freedom to live a godly lifestyle and share the gospel with people? That's one of the biggest, I think, markers to having a good nation. And so I think that's one of the things that I'm most grateful for is that we have the ability to try and live our life as close to Jesus as possible without the threat of violence often.
Yeah.
Amen. So, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I'm going to say I totally yes to that. Yeah. That's a very pastory answer that I feel like I'm supposed to have.
Yeah.
This is.
I did that one for you, so you don't have to do the pastory answer.
So I love that
Dalton Vinegar chips. He just like says it. Right, go, Joel.
One more time.
It might be sincere.
Arizona sweet tea, salt vinegar chips.
So like
firearms,
like freedoms, all that. Yes, love that. Yes. Super fun. I like to vote. I think voting's a good thing. Mm-hmm. It's a good time.
Should make that a national holiday. Just saying that. But go ahead.
Sure.
Nice.
I like that we are like our own thing over here. That we're like right now we're literally experiencing the benefit of not having to be near
other people,
other countries doing crazy stuff
for real. Yeah. For
and
real.
We've been isolated from that stuff for almost our entire
existence.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that is something that's underappreciated, undervalued. And I really think that that is a huge win for our country to not have to share landmass with a threatening country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not everyone has that privilege.
No. And I think it came at a great cost to a lot of others. So, I say that because the idea of manifest destiny.
Yeah, sure.
Right?
Yes. Like, that's not what I was looking like that. I was just like thinking through. Yeah, you're good.
But like, I'm grateful that we do have it from the Pacific to the Atlantic and we don't have to fret about
the shining sea.
Yeah. We don't have to fret from our neighbors from the south or to the north because they would need us to be healthy.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That was a very diplomatic way to say that.
Yes, I was about to not be diplomatic. No. Like,
No, but it's true.
Our sorry brothers to the north.
Yeah.
And our loving neighbors to the south.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had to.
Oh, you know how they picked the name of your Canada? They put a bunch of letters in the hat.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Keep going.
A?
N-A.
N-A.
D-A.
Canada.
Canada.
Hey.
Happy Independence Day. Aren't you glad we have the freedom to make that joke and the queen won't get mad at us?
Yep.
Amen. Let's go.
Well, it's a king now, but yes.
Yeah. They only say long live the queen. My entire life they've been saying the queen stuff.
And a lot longer
than
your life.
Your entire life.
I was going to say, your dad's life.
Yeah. Really?
She's been alive for a long
time. They just switched back. They start saying king.
Yeah, they have to.
Because there's a king.
All the ships are now
No king. La, 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 la. I love the Lion King.
I do too. That's great.
I'm trying to decide whether I want to say something.
Tell us.
That's politically.
It's almost, we can cut it out. It's at the very end.
Okay,
I'm trying hard not to cut things out anymore, but
this is
go
like,
for it.
I try not to be like super rah-rah conservative when I'm on this podcast, but one thing I didn't sit here that was really funny is that they had a No Kings protest in the UK. On No
Did
King's
they really?
Day, in protest of Donald Trump
of
in the UK,
our president
in the UK, in
run
the country that has a king,
run by Walmart.
Yeah.
Walmart ran the riots, or they're all peaceful. Peaceful protests.
I think that is one of the best things I have heard.
Yeah,
all week.
You might have to cut this out because you might get demonetized for this. I don't know.
I'm not
monetized.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
We are free at
Can't
the moment.
Can't get demonetized
right.
when you're not monetized.
But Arizona, if you liked the No Kings Day stuff, like, hey, we'd still love to drink your tea on the pod.
Yes.
Anytime. I'll whip the label out and everything.
I will drink caffeine in that situation.
There we go.
Yep.
He'll sell anything.
That
Come
is
on.
Not true.
You can buy him at any price.
Wow.
99 cents is how much it costs. Yeah.
Every man has a price. Joel's is 99 cents a can.
Sponsoring this week's episode, Arizona Tea for 99
And this, that's when Joel rolls it like this. You know how they do like flawlessly into it. And it's like, and that reminds me, like I was drinking an Arizona Tea the other day.
I'm gonna laugh if because of you two in this episode, I get a call from Arizona
Tea.
Let's
go.
I will be like, you guys can make fun of me any day of the week,
man.
Yep.
Y'all do anyways. So,
the question. Which I don't remember what it was.
Yeah.
Back
So you guys.
What's your sincere love?
Religious liberty. Essentially religious liberty. Specifically
Something
in how
like
free the gospel can be in this country.
The ability to be isolationist. Yep.
Yes. Isolationism.
Being huge.
Yes. Very great things. Mm-hmm. Sincerely. Honestly, our Declaration of Independence and our Constitution have such profound truths that are the legacy of many generations before, from the Reformation and even further back, and just the culmination to something that has been, yes, gotten a lot of things wrong, but gets a lot of things right and sets up to where things that are wrong can be fixed. And I love that we have the ability to stand upon those principles, those truths, and those documents, and to go, you know what, we're not there yet, and let's keep going, keep pushing, and keep becoming a more perfect union, as the Constitution says, and let's ensure the blessings of liberty for ourselves and our future generations. And I love that idea. I love that it doesn't, it's not about me, myself, and I, but it's about each other. I'm gonna stand up for you, you stand up for me, and let's stand up for what God has given us in our liberty and our rights. And I just love that concept. I love it to the core of who I am. So
it's awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Love it.
Sweet. Good stuff.
Well, thanks again so much, seriously, for being willing to do this. And I'm excited for a whole new year. I love that the birthday of this is the nation's birthday too. I love that so much. Thank you for giving me that idea last year.
So it's almost like it was planned that way.
Yeah, almost. But happy Independence Day.
Happy.
As we talk about independence, I am declaring my independence from the puppet masters. Yeah. No more puppet masters. You look sharp.
I'll be back.
Soon
back. You'll see.
And how
you'll remember you belong to us.
That is so disturbing.
And we'll kill
if
your
the wives are listening, can you please talk to your husbands?
All
right. Thank you so much, guys. Thank you for listening, y'all. If you did like, and we'd ask you to subscribe, hit that bell, hit that like button. I am all out of whack with that. But if you're on Spotify or Amazon, please leave us a Apple too. Leave us a 5-star review.
Amazon has some music podcasts.
It does, and we're on that. I just can't remember if they do the 5-star review. But if they do, leave us a 5-star review if you're listening on that.
Buy the Deep Staters merch.
We'll
coming
get to
soon.
That soon.
In 2 years.
God will, well, gosh, at this rate, it might be a little longer. But yeah, anyways, thanks again for listening, y'all.
Happy
Independence
everyone.
Day. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Free Man's Podcast. Be sure to like and subscribe for more great episodes coming your way soon. For more information and to sign up for exclusive bonus content, you can visit our website, thefreemanspodcast.com. Thanks again for listening, and God bless y'all.